Welcome to DustinsTravels.com, your home to fun, exciting travel adventures. And now your host, Dustin Saidi.
Hi everyone, Dustin here.
Hi guys, this is Karina.
And today we're going to talk about an amazing and a unique experience, and that is swimming with sharks in Cape Town or near Cape Town, South Africa.
Yeah, shark diving was definitely a life-changing experience because you're forcing yourself to face a fear. You know, it's a fear that many people have, so I was really excited to do that.
Great white shark diving. Let me first explain. You are in a cage, so it's not like you're out in the middle of the ocean and these sharks can get you. It's a very secure thing. A lot of people do it. They do usually one or sometimes two runs per day on the boats out there. And it's a lot of fun and something extremely unique. We booked our trip. So when doing the shark diving, there are many different ways to book it. And I looked at a bunch of different companies online. And it was a little bit hard to sort of figure out what was good. It seemed a little more that it wasn't so much the company, but it was like the actual experience. Like I said, this area is very windy. It's very weather specific. So you might book a tour 6 months in advance, which is what we did. But you won't know until the day before whether your tour is going to go forward or not, because it's very weather dependent. So that's why it's important to keep some sort of flexibility when you're visiting Cape Town. So we booked our great white shark diving on the first day. So just in case it got canceled or delayed, we could maybe do it the second day. Fortunately, we did get an email the day before that said, yes, you're good to go. We are confirmed. Your pickup's going to be, you've got to meet us at 12 o'clock. You're good to go. We had actually booked a 7 a.m. shark dive. There's usually a 7 a.m. and a 12 p.m. or a 1 p.m. or around there. But I guess they didn't go for the first run, and they just combined the two runs for whatever reason. I don't know the reason exactly, but they basically said that probably weather-wise it was going to be better to go during the afternoon, which is when we went. Different companies do it. I even saw one company that does shark diving and whale watching. It's hard to do them both on the same day from what I've gathered. Because it's so weather dependent and your times might change. So if you book a shark diving tour with one company and a whale watching tour with another company, one might get canceled or they might get put at the same time. So it's a little risky to do something like that. I would try to book them on separate days. That would mean driving back and forth down to Hermanus area. You could get an Airbnb or some sort of stay in Hermanus overnight, so you could try to do both. That's another option as well. But anyway, talk about the shark diving, how you felt when you did it and kind of what happened.
Yeah, initially when Dustin first started mentioning doing this activity, going into the ocean, which is really cold, by the way, and then just being out there, you know, with such feared creatures, you're like, there's no way I'm going to get in. In fact, I was thinking about lying and saying like, oh no, I don't feel well or something like that. But I am so glad that I didn't skip on this opportunity, because it's truly humbling. And actually, like, I felt safe the whole time. It's not like, you know, obviously people wouldn't be doing this activity if it wasn't safe. So when you go in there, you lose all your fears. I think, like, leading up to the activity, you're thinking, like, oh my God, I'm going to be right in front of these sharks. And once you're in, it's like you let go of everything. Because they're so magnificent, you know, they're so beautiful, such beautiful creatures. And then you know that they're not coming after you. I think that's how the media portrays it and movies portray it, as they're coming out for you. You know, you better start thinking about that little song, ding, 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 ding. But it was actually like a really cool experience to be so close to such creatures.
Right. So they don't always see great white sharks. They do see these other sharks. I don't remember the name, but they were very large brown sharks, definitely meat-eating sharks. And you are in a metal cage, so you're completely secure, and you will also have a wetsuit on. So it's cold for the first few seconds, but anybody who's been in a wetsuit knows that after a few seconds, you warm up.
You'll be fine, yeah.
Yeah. So that was really awesome. We booked it through a company called here's the URL, whiteshark.co.za, whiteshark.co.za. And they were fantastic. I felt they gave us a little lunch. They took us on time. They told us about the sharks and how there's only 3,000 great white sharks mm-hmm. left in the world, and they're doing this to, you know, bring awareness to the right. shark community.
Yeah. Also, when we were told that we were having lunch, I was expecting like a nice big lunch, but actually it was really small. And the purpose behind that is because you don't want to be there on a full stomach, because it is a bumpy ride to the location where they lead us to see the sharks. So if you get motion sick, just know that that can happen, because it is very windy out there. But it's so much worth it. You know, I get car sick and motion sickness all the time, but I'm so glad that we went and had this experience, despite, you know, the little bumps here and there.
And one thing that we both realized, I think, was how peaceful the animals were.
Yeah,
they were just exactly. kind of swimming, doing their thing, trying to, what they do is they lure it with this, they use like a fish head and fish oil to kind of get the smell of the shark to come to the boat, and they lure it in that way. But these sharks were just like big fish, really, I felt like.
Yeah, they were just really going for the bait and, you know, not the humans. And knowing that you're in a cage and there's all these people, all these guides, assistants watching over you and telling you what to do, you know, you're totally safe. Some people chose not to go into the cage, and I do think that they missed out by not doing it.
And the pricing is about $100 to $120 per person U.S., so it's a great, definitely worth it if you're going all the way to South Africa. Definitely want to get on this tour.
Yeah, they also film the whole experience. They have several people taking pictures of you with their GoPro, taking video once you're inside the cage. They take video of the shark coming in, the bait, everything. So they really do a good job documenting the whole process. Of course, at the end, they want to sell the video. But overall, I think it's all worth it. So know that that's also, if you don't have a GoPro or that type of equipment, they will do that for you.
Right. And also, they do pick you up from Cape Town, from your Airbnb or hotel or wherever, if you request it. So definite must do when you are in Cape Town. And bring your GoPro, because I brought my GoPro, and I got some amazing videos and footage, which are going to be on our YouTube channel and our Instagram feed, Dustin's Travels.
Check it out.
All right. So thanks so much for listening to this episode. All right, thank you so much for listening to that episode. Please follow us on YouTube and see our full-length videos of all our travel adventures from all over the world. You can follow us on YouTube. It's youtube.com/Dustin's Travels. You can also go to our website, dustinstravels.com, and find the link there. But please do subscribe to our YouTube channel. We've got lots of great videos there for you to watch and enjoy.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.